Blog Talk Radio.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find.
Good afternoon. Of course, that is Carla Lynn Hall as my opening for Supernova, one of my favorite tunes by her. Now, good evening, and of course, welcome to Budget Weddings NYC for you here on Blog Talk Radio. We have quite an exciting show this evening, I'm sure, because I have my friend on, also a fellow singer and a video artist, and I'll introduce her in just a few moments. I just wanted to let you know that it may be funny, I'm not sure yet. I was looking at Barnes & Noble, where my other book is, Creating New York City Budget Weddings, because I was thinking of putting it together on Kindle as a bundle, as a three-book omnibus, basically. And on Barnes & Noble, it says I have zero content, which is strange, because I know I uploaded the entire book. So it may be funny. It may not be funny. I'm not sure yet. I have to check on that. I just discovered that earlier today. And then also, I am finally back with my desktop. It took a while. I thought I was going to have my computer geek come in, but he couldn't make it. But we have a new desktop. Yay! It's only been 8 weeks. And I've been writing stuff down on paper, which is fine. It was just kind of awkward every now and then. Anyway, the computer's backed up, and I will start adding new titles to both Amazon and Barnes & Noble in the very near future, I promise. And, of course, you can always get the two books that are still available on Kindle, for Kindle, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, as well as 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Weddings. One is $5.99 and the other one is 99 cents. So go online and see which one it is. Now, of course, this is Charlena PF, and I'm your host on the 17th of July, 2015. And I would like you to welcome my good friend and guest this evening, Christina Latour.
Hello.
Latour Divorce Productions. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Charlena.
I'm good. Welcome, welcome. So I have lots of questions. But before I get started, tell us where we can contact you, how we can contact you.
Yes. Well, my website is www.latourdeforceproductions.com. And that's LatourDeForce. Productions. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Yelp, Google Me. It's all there.
Okay, great. I like that. Yelp and Google Me.
Right.
Now, and also just to be clear, Latour is all one word. I was making it two words. I don't know why, but I think it was because of the idea of le tour de force. I think that was why.
Oui, oui. That's more the French way anyway. But, yeah, we
right.
do it thanks to my great-great-great-grandfather, I guess. We do it all one word.
Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. I love the title of your production, and it's kind of a play on that phrase. Is that why you decided to go that way? Oh, okay.
I don't know, ever since I was a kid, I always said if I ever have a production company, I'm going to name it La Tour de Force. And that was, you know, quite some time ago that I said that. And when I started this, I just decided to move forward with that. And
okay.
I get a lot of comments on that.
It's a great title. It's a great title.
Thank you.
So you knew that you, as a child, you knew you were going to be somehow in production, or you always knew you were going to be an actor?
I always knew I was going to be in, well, both, but more the acting part. I always thought I was going to have something to do in the acting / producing / making things happen creatively world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the funny thing is that if I was a production company producing all comedies, I thought about, I'd have to name it La Tour de Farce Productions. Get it?
Yes, I got it.
But no, it's not La Tour de Farce.
La Tour de Farce. All righty. So now we've already established that you have, that you act. So you are in the acting biz.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still acting. So tell us what you've been in, and then I'm going to ask you about how you decided to get
it.
Well,
I'll tell it all. I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Okay.
So most recently, what I've been working on for quite some time, I wrote a play with music about temping, because I also have some experience in that field. And so I did a few readings of it. I added music and songs and worked with a composer and an arranger and a director. And then I had the brilliant idea that I think this would be better as kind of like a digital shorts, sort of like a web series. So I'm actually going to be filming the pilot episode of that in August with the wonderful actress. Her name is Nancy Shane, and she's been on many network television shows, Louie, the Lisa Kudrow HBO show, I forget what it's called at the moment. But anyway, so I did her reel. I edited her reel, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this woman would be great as the temp agent. And I tailored the script to her, and so we're going to do the first installment this month. And I also recently did participate in the Barrow Group Theater Company's 48-hour film festival, where I had a part in that. We all met on Friday, and the writing was done, the script was done overnight, and then the next morning the director directed it, the DP filmed it and edited it and showed it on Saturday night. Actually, it's Thursday night. That's, and hence the 48 hours was so Thursday through Saturday. And so that was exciting as well. So,
that's intense.
You know, all kinds of fun stuff I'm working on.
Okay, and tell us the name of the actor, the actress who's going to be in your show, in your video
TV
series.
Nancy Shane, she's going to be in the first installment. She plays the temp agent.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
She's
so
a riot.
Oh,
yeah, she's a riot. She's hysterical.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect for this. Yeah.
That's great. I did not know that you also wrote. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, to your productions and what you do. So, how did you get from acting to editing clips? And initially it started with demo reels for friends, right?
It initially started with my parents. They were celebrating a milestone wedding anniversary, and I just wanted to do something really special for them and tell their story. Because as an actor, you know, being a storyteller, I thought this would be a really great idea to tell their story. And I just always envisioned creating personalized movies by putting photos and videos to music, and thought this would be the perfect time to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, my actor friends started coming to me to do their demo reels. And the names, I mean, just so many people that you've seen on television, and I'm just so thrilled for them that, you know, when they were first starting out or when they just had like a few Law and Orders or whatnot, they came to me, and now I see them all over the place. So it's very fulfilling in that respect.
Wow, that's great. Now, did they see your parents' video? Is that how they, how your, or their, I mean, how did that start, though? I mean, did
right.
they somehow, how did they know?
Well,
you're the one.
I think I probably just started telling people what I was working on, and they were really interested in that. And from there, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know how it melded into, oh, you take clips and you take them apart and piece them back together again and make them look great. Wow, I have all my, you know, soaps, Law and Order that I don't know what to do with, and I'm meeting with a director and he wants to see it all put together. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And of course I can do that. And that's how I got started with that.
Oh, okay. And did you also you did one for yourself as well, of course.
I did, but you know, most of my work has been in more theatrical than film and TV.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've done with I have put together as well, yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you hear that saying, like, the shoemaker has no shoes.
Right. Yes.
That's kind of how it is with me, because there's still things I need to, like, put together and put up that I just have not gotten around to, like that 48-hour film festival I was telling you about.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I know that you have some sort of process, but yeah. In terms of getting your clients, it seems to be word of mouth. Is that correct?
It is. It's mostly word of mouth. Like, I think I've been Googled as New York montages, and I come up on the first page, which I'm happy about.
Oh, okay.
Or something to that effect. Something having to do with montages or personal movies or keepsake videos. They'll Google it, and I'll come up on the first page. So I've gotten work through that. I've actually gotten work through Facebook, and it's through people I don't even know. Like, somebody will see something and they'll tell somebody else, and then they'll look up my website, and next thing you know, I'm getting a call, which, you know, is also really terrific when that happens. Social media now, that's what all the kids are doing these days. So.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been on it for a while, but that seems to be, you know, more the way things get done now. So I really try to tap into that as much as possible.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, never mind. I'm going to come back to that. So there was another inkling working there, but it's not fully realized yet. So now we've all heard about the nose as a perfumery. A perfumer has the nose. And I was looking on your website, and one of your past clients said that you have a great eye. So what do you contribute or attribute to having a great eye within your business?
I just feel like I love being creative, and I've always had creative aspirations to marry together photos and videos to music. And music, I'm very inspired by music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I hear a certain song that incites an emotion, I think about all of the creative possibilities that a personal montage might entail when I'm telling someone's life story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just always something I've wanted to do. I've always feel like I've had an eye for it. And, you know, I guess being an actor, I can be a little on the overly dramatic side at times. So if I hear a song and I see an image, like people walking on the beach, I think, oh, that would be a cool thing to put together, you know, to tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just, like, make up something in your head, because I haven't even met these people yet. But I just get inspired by so many things. It's hard to pinpoint just one thing.
So now you did mention music. So how do people give you music, or do you choose the music for them? They give you an idea of what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit of both. You know, people also have their own musical tastes and songs that would mean something to them. So they would tell me, okay, I definitely want this song to go with this section. But for this section, I don't know, I don't really know what would go well with this. And then I'll look through my library and come up with ideas, and I'll share that with them, mm-hmm. And then we proceed from there. So it's a little bit of both. It's a very collaborative process, this, you know. They don't just, like, hand over their life and say, okay, you put it together.
Right.
It is definitely a collaborative process, you know.
So do you, in that collaboration, do you have points, time frame that you go back to them? If for instance, they say, all right, take over our life, but keep us abreast of what's going on.
Right.
Do you have a specific time frame, or you let them call you, or you call them? No.
Right. I'll find out what the time frame is to begin with. And once I start doing it, I put together a rough cut, and then I get back to them. And they look through the rough cut, and they see the photos and videos in the order that they wanted them to be in the first place, and along with some of the snippets of the music. And from there, I'll get the go-ahead from that, and then from there I will proceed with putting together a, quote, almost finished product, so that if changes still need to be made, that they can be made. And then after that, then comes the final piece of the puzzle, and it all comes together, and hopefully they're crying tears of joy.
and I guess it depends on how long they determine how long they want the video clip,
well,
the reel
yeah.
to be, right? Or
well, here's,
or is
thing
that
about...
determined by the number of pictures?
Yeah, it is. It really all depends how many photos, how much home movies, videos they have. I would recommend for these kind of projects, I mean, my parents' project was like something like 90 minutes to, I don't even know. But, you know, that was a labor of love, and it was my own family, and everybody enjoyed watching it. However, not everybody is going to enjoy watching somebody else's two-hour montage, especially if they're not in it, you know, if they're there for a party or whatnot, and they're going to be moving
right.
on rather quickly to the bar. But
right.
I recommend 10, 15 minutes, and that is plenty of time. And I can pack a punch in that amount of time, trust me, because we're not going to hold on a photo for 5 minutes. We're just not going to do that. And, you know, and I also put photos together so that they're all on one screen at the same time, or, I really match the photos to the music and to the edited song, and getting a sense of who they are and what their vision is, what kind of emotion they want to incite, dictates what I do with it. And that can all, it can be time consuming. I like to have a good amount of time, but, you know, as things happen, that's not always the case. But I do recommend as much time ahead of time as possible. But usually projects can take anywhere from two to 4 weeks. It just depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we're at the middle of the show, so I'm going to ask you again to tell us how to contact you.
Yes. Well, there was one thing I forgot, so I'm glad you did ask me. So my company is Latour DeForest Productions, and Latour is all one word, lowercase t, and the website is www.latourdeforestproductions.com. You can also like me on Facebook, find me on Google and Yelp, and what I forgot to say before was Twitter. I have Latour, LDF_PRODS.
Oh, okay.
Think,
all right.
Yeah, did I mention everything? Gosh, I hope so.
I think so. Do you have a telephone number that they can call?
Yes. 212-462-9125.
Terrific. Yay.
Yes.
All righty. Okay, so now I'm curious in terms of, you say you get all of these photos, and then you do it's a video montage, basically, mm-hmm. right? And, or it mm-hmm. is. So mm-hmm. do you have to then photograph all of their, or no, not photograph, but videotape all of their photos together to do the various edits and cuts? And
Nope. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I think that may have how I first did it like 10 years ago with my parents, because there were so many mm-hmm. photos. I'm just like, I'm just going to take pictures or, you know, videos and fix it. And believe me, if you saw it, it would be like, oh my God, this has got to be this girl's first project, which it was, but it was, you know, it was great. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But now, no, if there's hard copy of photos, I just scan them in. I can do some touching up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they will have already scanned them in onto a disc and then give that to me, and I take it from there. Sometimes they'll mm-hmm. email it. They'll email photos,
oh,
or
wow.
sometimes they'll have it on a thumb drive. You know, so when I meet with them, I'll just take them off the thumb drive, and it's automatic. It's right there.
Wow.
Same with,
okay, so that cuts
yeah,
the time
very
down.
Convenient. Yeah. And then yeah. With the videos, now, videos, mm-hmm. it's interesting because it just depends on what format they're in. So
mm-hmm.
if they have a lot of the stuff, again, they would have on disk. It could be online. It could be on a thumb drive. But then as we go, you know, if I do this for people who have, gosh, VHS tapes or 8mm or Super 8, then I have a company that I work with that does transfer them. And
mm-hmm.
they would definitely need to be put into a an editable format before I can take them. So we do work that out as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, and do you then use, and I'm being really technical just because that's who I am sometimes. do you use Premiere Pro or do you use Final Cut?
I use Final Cut Pro. And here's the thing about that. Now, the version that I use, that I love, is no longer supported. So eventually I'm going to have to either switch to Final Cut X, which is the more consumer-based or consumer-friendly version, I guess, or Adobe Premiere Pro. And I've heard pros and cons about them both. And I'm still kicking and screaming, not wanting to give up my Final Cut Pro, because that's what I know and that's what I use and that's what I love to use. Final Cut Pro 7, I guess, the last version that they made. But, yeah, so that's what I use now. But eventually things are going to have to change, and I guess I'll have to face that eventually.
Okay, well, good luck with your choice.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I've trained on both, and I'm going to leave it there. all righty. So good luck with your choice.
Thank you.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Let you know.
You're quite welcome. Okay. So now, what keeps you going in terms of this? Now, and just so people know, you don't just do, and this is why you're on my show, you don't just do actors' demo reels now. You also do parties. You do your parents' anniversary. You do weddings.
Right.
You do engagements. You do various things. So what keeps you going?
Just
because I know this, I know editing can be very consuming.
Very time consuming. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's kind of something that people that don't do it don't understand necessarily. And that's fine because, you know, when you see stuff, it's supposed to look like it's easy and effortless. That's what we do. That means we did our job. But it is very, very time consuming. But I love telling stories. I love meeting with people and finding out who they are and what they want to get out of this, and who the person is that we're doing this for, and what emotion they want to incite, and what, you know, this is a very emotional project for people. So, and I love tapping into that, and it's emotional for me as well, because you know, actually when I was doing this for my parents, I mean, it was doubly emotional for me because it was my upbringing, my growing up in my family. But, and you know, so I would get emotional over the process. But I've done other people's videos, not even knowing them, and I get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so I'm very invested and very involved. And it's, you know, it's making a movie of someone's life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I love to do. And then, you know, it is time consuming, but since I do love to do it so much, when I'm, you know, it's like with anything you love to do. When you're doing it, you're in the groove, and time just, you know, speeds up. You're just lost in the editing and the storytelling. And next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. in my case. But I'm a night owl, so sometimes I don't get started until like 11 at night. I've always been like that.
Right. Yeah. I understand. I totally understand. That's when I get my best writing in.
It sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy, but it is.
I totally get it.
Yeah. It is what it is. So now, say a client comes to you, a wedding client, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
What after they've spoken to you on the phone, what should they bring with them to your first meeting?
Well, they should bring everything that they either want to include or have an idea about including. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll say, oh, I have 200 photos, but I really don't want it to be 200 photos. So these are the 50 that I'm sort of thinking about. Maybe do we need them or do we not need them? And depending on their vision and depending
mm-hmm.
on how they want to do this video and you know, what the whole theme of the video is, I'm able to assist in kind of furthering the questions and, you know, asking the questions that need to be asked. And then that usually answers, oh, you're right, I don't need this, you know. So if they have all of their footage, you know, we go through that. And it's just best to be as prepared as possible, like have an idea of where in the footage is that you want to include. So if, you know, you're giving me 6 hours, it's best to, you know, not maybe go through the whole 6 hours, but to narrow it down and maybe give time codes as to where everything is located. And
mm-hmm.
that way I can call everything together, put it all together, and we'll have a nice rough cut for them to go over, which will include everything that we discussed in the first initial meeting.
Now, you brought up, you said 6 hours of photos or footage. How, and you said the penultimate or the best time, amount of time is 10 to 15 minutes. So is 6 hours of photos, will that call down to 15 minutes or 10 minutes?
Well, what I meant was 6 hours of, like, videos. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
sometimes they'll take, you know, one of those VHS tapes that they extended, you know, I guess they used to hold like 4 or 6 hours or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
then after it's
yep.
been converted,
yep.
then they give me, you know, however many discs that's been converted to and say, okay, I have all of this. It's really best to go through, you know. And some of it's just, it's not footage that's even necessary. I mean, you know how it was, you know, back in the day of filming and or anytime filming, people just turn the camera on and let it run.
Right.
So that's why I say it's best if they go through it and be like, oh, this is footage of, you know, so-and-so's birthday party. I definitely want to include that. Oh, it's at minute 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Great. I'm going to tell my editor this, you know, come together like with a sheet of time codes. And
mm-hmm.
what I do is, you know, since I'm going to be pulling that anyway, I'm able to go through
mm-hmm.
and still look at all the rest of the footage. You know, it's at least there for me to see. And I might see
right.
something, oh, this would be cool to add. Oh, I didn't think of that. Why don't we put that in the beginning? So that's what I mean also by it being a collaborative effort or, you know,
no.
collaborative.
And then the demo reels that you do mm-hmm. are – they're on video, but you also, do you ever include video, other video within your montage?
For which? For the video,
for
the wedding montage or
for the
demo reel?
Yeah. For the for the memory montage. For so if someone came to you and they had photos and they had video and they said, mm-hmm. I want to include this video within my video, please, can you do it? Would you do it? Would you be able
to? If it's been converted, mm-hmm. then I'm able to call the video from that. I'm able to export mm-hmm. it from the disk or from the thumb drive. Oh yeah, it's not always just photos. It's definitely photos and video footage, definitely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah. Also, you know, there's text. Sometimes they want text on there. Credits. I've done the opening credits.
Right.
You know, just like a movie, opening and closing credits.
Oh, okay.
There was one that I did where the mother did this for her daughter. She had gotten, I think it was for her wedding. Yeah, it was her wedding present, actually. And she took all kinds of pictures and videos of her growing up, and then also including her wedding, and then gave it to her after the wedding as a gift. And it was all kinds of personalized texts and notes to her. It can really be anything. It can be as straightforward as a slideshow or as much of a cinematic experience as a movie with, you know, all the factors that I just mentioned.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds lovely.
Thank you. Absolutely sounds
lovely. Thank you, Christina.
Sure.
And our time has sped by, just like your editing projects and my writing. So one last time, please tell us how we can contact you, and I will definitely have to invite you back on.
Thank you. I would love that.
You're
welcome. Yes, absolutely. My company name is Latour, LATOUR, small T, not capital, Latour DeForce Productions. My website is www.latourdeforceproductions.com. From there, you can find my email. You can email me from there. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, which, gosh, I don't think I mentioned that either.
Nope.
Yelp. Well, I have additional videos on YouTube, so all the links are on the website.
Okay. Terrific.
Yeah.
Google me. Google and Yelp.
I'm on there. And Yelp. Google, Yelp, YouTube,
and
Twitter, Facebook.
And your telephone number is?
212-462-9125.
Okay, I'm just writing that down so I can put you on my website. 212-462-9165. Christina.
Oh, no, 9125. 9125.
Oh, 25. Oh, I'm so glad. Reiterate it. That's my old operator days.
Uh-huh.
This is, Anyway. All righty, so 212-462-9125, Christina Latour of Latour DeForce Productions.com. All righty, terrific. Again, you will be back, and thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Carlina. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Very good. Bye-bye.